Good afternoon and welcome to Off. Good afternoon. We're going to get on the air sooner or later here. Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in downtown Marion, Ohio, ready to go for another show. And right here in the ever-so-comfortable air chair one, yes, indeed. And I hope you all out there are doing well and feeling all right and doing okay out there. And I hope you all are avoiding the virus and find yourself in good condition out there today. Well, we've got some trivia today, as usual, to ask you, and we have a $10 gift card to Meijer that will be given away at 4:55 this afternoon, and we want to thank Ralph and Becky Thacker for today's Meijer gift card. They supplied the gift card for today, so thanks, Ralph and Becky Thacker, for supplying the Meijer's card today. So thank you very much. We appreciate that. And that was very nice of you to drop those off after the program last week. It was nice to meet you folks in person. All right, we want to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. If you get a chance, hop on the web and check out my website. It's out there, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. Some pictures up there. There's offbeat news and trivia for you to check out and for you to peruse. And there's recipes up there. There's links to all those things up there, so check it out, radionate.webs.com. And we're streaming online, and you can check out all the past programs as well at wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. Well, I have something interesting here for you. At least I think it's kind of interesting. Recycling paper towel cores. The center of the paper towel cores, the little cardboard round things that come in the middle of paper towels. Well, here's some uses for those. They will hold extension appliance cords, Christmas lights, and small plastic grocery bags. You can also flatten and insert sharp knives to protect points of knives and fingers. You can wrap ribbon around the outside to keep it untangled and neat. You can tape two or three for a boot tree. Or also, when moving, pack your glassware and other breakables with paper towels. They are clean and won't leave newsprint marks like some newspapers, and best of all, can be used again when you clean your new home. So recycling paper towel cores, there's some uses for that for you right there as we begin the program. And now turning to trivia, let's find out what we have in the stack today. My telephone number is 740-383-9944. And here's how this works. All you need to do for a chance to win this Meijer's gift card is give me a call and answer a trivia question. I will put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. And like I said, thanks to Ralph and Becky Thacker for supplying the Meijer's gift card for today. All right, here's the first trivia question. In England, people often do this when they don't like a performer. And it's not booing, it's something else. In England, people often do this when they don't like a performer. On what holiday is it traditional to eat corned beef and cabbage? On what holiday is it traditional to eat corned beef and cabbage? 740-383-9944 is my number. Spider-Man can shoot webs from his wrist. He uses these webs to do what? Spider-Man can shoot webs from his wrist. He uses these webs to do what? Who was the first winner on American Idol? Who was the first winner on American Idol? Spider-Man. Hi, we're on the air. Hey, how you doing, Bob?
Oh, I'm here, standing out of the earth. Trying to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, corned beef and hash is usually on St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, St. Patty's Day. That is right. Yes, sir. Well, what you have on the menu for tonight, Bob?
Catch a scratch can.
Catch
it whatever
if you
can. Whatever I throw on the stove and the table and they can catch it, that's what's reason.
Okay. Catch it as you can.
Leftovers.
Leftovers. Okay. Yep. All right. Catch it as you can, huh?
All right.
Try
to tell us how good some of us.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Bob. Take care. Bye-bye. All righty. 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Which bird can fly backwards? Seems like they can all, if you see these little birds, they are very fast and they can fly all over the place. Maybe more than just, they can fly frontwards and maybe sideways and everywhere. Which bird can fly backwards? A butterfly uses which body part to taste food? A butterfly uses which body part to taste food? Which vegetable was used to make Halloween jack-o'-lanterns before people started using pumpkins? We might have had this question a couple weeks ago around Halloween. Which vegetable was used to make Halloween jack-o'-lanterns before people started using pumpkins? To what state would you travel to visit the Grand Canyon? To what state would you travel to visit the Grand Canyon? 740-383-9944. In which country is the world's leading banana grower? In which country is the world's leading banana grower? Do you like bananas? I love bananas, but for some reason, we have a terrible time keeping them fresh. You know, we put them in the refrigerator and we leave them out. We've tried, you know, both ways, and we have a terrible time keeping bananas fresh. And they just turn and get all nasty pretty quick. So I don't know what the deal is with those. So we don't buy them a whole lot, but I do love a good banana. But which country is the world's leading banana grower? What is a panda's favorite food? What is a panda's favorite food? 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Sign up for a chance to win this Meijer's gift card, courtesy of Ralph and Becky Thacker today. What's the name of the dog on the Cracker Jack box? What's the name of the dog on the Cracker Jack box? What is another name for a litter of kittens? And it starts with a K. What is another name for a litter of kittens? It also starts with a K as well. A what is another name for a swarm of locusts? What is another name for a swarm of locusts? And what would an ant do to express danger ahead? What would an ant do to express danger ahead? And those are the opening trivia questions that we have today. Give me a call here, 740-383-9944. We'll get you signed up for a chance to win a Meijer gift card today. And we're giving that away at 4:55 this afternoon. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. And, you know, today is a holiday. It's always a holiday. There's a holiday every day, according to holidayscalendar.com. November the 18th is supposedly Mickey Mouse's birthday. It's also National Princess Day. And then it's National Educational Support Professionals Day. So there you go. Mickey Mouse's birthday, National Princess Day, and National Education Support Professionals Day. Those are your holidays for this November the 18th. So you can still celebrate. You can celebrate every day. But yeah, you can check out holidayscalendar.com. And they've got holidays for every day. So if you feel like celebrating, why, there you go. Hey, there's a free food bank at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road here in Marion. And the food giveaway is Saturday morning, November 21st at 9 a.m. And the parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. So if you're a little tight on food items and you're looking for some food, well, you can hit up the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road here in Marion, a free food bank, November 21st, Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And the parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. so you can get there a little bit early. So there's a little tidbit of information to pass along to you that you can do what you want to with that. And then also, if you check out Walmart, they are also offering a free Thanksgiving dinner. And what you do is you buy the stuff, and then you go online, and then they give you a refund for it with your receipt. And you can check out Walmart.com for all their information, or go in the store and ask them about it. And it's got like a turkey and dressing and a thing of mashed potatoes and things like that. So that if you're having a little trouble this year getting food rounded up for Thanksgiving, why, they will help you out with that. So there's a couple things there. The Richland Road Church of Christ's food bank and a little bit of help from Walmart that might be of service to you. All right, we are here at the bottom of the hour. We will take a break and come back with some offbeat news. We will hit up some offbeat news, and then we'll go over our trivia questions again. So far, we just have Bob in the drawing. We are giving away a Meijer gift card today, courtesy of Ralph and Becky Thacker. They provided the gift card for today, so thank you to them. And it's a $10 gift card to Myers. So if that sounds good to you, you can call up and sign up for a chance to win here by answering a trivia question at 740-383-9944. If you call during the break, I'll put you on hold and come back and get you as soon as we are done right here. We'll be back after these words right here.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of Golden Grahams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, and it's time to hit the Offbeat News, and here's the stack we have for you today. A Massachusetts man, fed up with local potholes, decided to take matters into his own hands by planting Christmas trees in the holes on a busy road. Kevin Martin said his plan began Saturday night when he was on his way to pick up dinner in North Attleboro when he hit a series of potholes on Route 1 and ended up with all four tires flattened. Martin said he had previously complained to the town and state governments about the potholes, but no action was taken. Quote, I needed to make sure that it got fixed one way or another. I know that I'm not the only person who's gotten flat tires from that area, he told the TV station. Martin said he went to the Home Depot and bought some planting soil and some small Christmas trees. He planted the trees in the potholes on his way to work Monday. Looks like someone getting into the Christmas spirit early. Guess that is one way to fill the potholes, the North Attleboro Police Department wrote in a Facebook post. Martin said he wanted to force officials into taking action to fill the potholes. Well, his gambit appears to have worked as the trees were removed and the potholes filled Monday afternoon. So, hey, he got into the Christmas spirit, planted those trees in the potholes, and they came right out and filled them. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. It is Wednesday afternoon, November the 18th, 4:33 the time. A California family who missed going to Disneyland amid the COVID-19 pandemic passed the time during lockdown by building a smaller version of the Matterhorn roller coaster in their backyard. Brothers Sean and Michael LaRochelle said they came up with the idea for the Matterhorn Alpine Escape in March and pitched their parents Jax and Diane LaRochelle the idea of building the Disney-inspired coaster in the backyard of the family's backyard. Sean and Michael enlisted the help of their parents as well as siblings Mark and Nicole to build the roller coaster. They started the work in March and finished the project in July. Growing up, Disneyland was something I loved, Sean, an architecture graduate student, told the Napa Valley Register. I've always wanted to create a roller coaster. The end result was a roller coaster about 20 feet tall with a track measuring about 400 feet long. The family said the ride takes about 50 seconds. Sean said he was inspired by a family who built a walkthrough version of Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean ride in their home. They talk about all the negatives of COVID, but one of the benefits of COVID is you have all this time and you realize, you know, what can I be doing with all this time, he told KGO-TV. Yep, that's what he was doing with all his time. He was building himself a roller coaster. I believe I have seen someone build a roller coaster in southern Ohio somewhere in their own backyard. But I forget exactly where it was at. And it was a pretty cool roller coaster. But yeah, that is pretty cool when somebody takes up in their own mind to build a roller coaster in their backyard and just have fun with the whole family. A Michigan woman said it took her more than 3 months to finish creating the world's largest hand-drawn maze, which measures more than 1,120 square feet. Michelle Ninley of Detroit said it took her a full 3 months and 10 days of drawing to set the Guinness World Record for the largest hand-drawn maze. The finished maze covers a surface area of 1,126.36 square feet. Nunley said her world record attempt raised funds for Living Arts, a Detroit organization that provides community art programs for kids. And that's our opening offbeat news stack for you for right now. Let's get some more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944. We're giving away a Meijer gift card today at 4:55 this afternoon. You can use it by going out there and getting you some stuff for your Thanksgiving dinner or using it for, well, whatever you like. So if you would like a chance to win a Meijer's gift card, give us a call, answer one of these trivia questions. We'll slide you in the drawing with Bob. He's the only one that has given us a call so far. So get on here and answer some of these trivia questions. In England, people often do this when they don't like a performer. In England, people often do this when they don't like a performer, and it's not booing. Spider-Man can shoot webs from his wrist. He uses these webs to do what? Spider-Man can shoot webs from his wrist. He uses these webs to do what? Who was the first winner on American Idol? Who was the first winner on American Idol? Which bird can fly backwards? Which bird can fly backwards? And sideways and frontways and just about everywhere else. They are neat little birds to watch, but they're mean to each other. Which bird can fly backwards? A butterfly uses which body part to taste food? A butterfly uses which body part to taste food? Hi, we're on the air.
Whistle,
yes, that's what they do over in England when they don't like a performer. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Is this Noah?
Yes.
Well, Noah, what have you been up to today, buddy?
Going outside.
Going outside and playing. All right, well, that sounds like fun. Well, thanks for calling me today. I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win, okay?
Okay. Daddy's outside riding a four-wheel.
All right. Have you taken a ride on the four-wheeler yourself yet?
No, Mommy keeps telling me to stay in here.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you have a nice evening now, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, yeah, somebody enjoying some four-wheeler rides. That sounds like a lot of fun to do today. 4:39 is the time. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, and we've got some calls coming in here now. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, go ahead. We're on the air.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, Kelly Clarkson. That's who was the first winner on American Idol. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And who's this? Is this Allison?
Uh-huh.
Well, Allison, it's good to hear from you today. I will put you in for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a good night now.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 740-383-9944. Which vegetable was used to make Halloween jack-o'-lanterns before people started using pumpkins? Which vegetable was used to start making Halloween jack-o'-lanterns before people started using pumpkins? To what state would you travel to visit the Grand Canyon? To what state would you travel to visit the Grand Canyon? Which country is the world's leading banana grower? Which country is the world's leading banana grower? 740-383-9944. Give me a call. I'll sign you up for a chance to win a Meijer gift card. Courtesy of Ralph and Becky Thacker. They provided the gift card for today, and we appreciate that. Hi, we're on the air.
Arizona.
All right, what was it again?
Arizona.
Arizona. Yes, that's where you go to visit the Grand Canyon. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And is this...
I was born there.
You were born there? All right, so you know all about Arizona, don't you?
Yep.
Is it nice and hot out there?
Probably
is, isn't it? And this is my buddy Lucas, right?
Yep.
All right, Lucas. Well, I will put you in for a chance to win, okay?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, there's Lucas. Yes, that's a good question for him to answer since he said he was born in Arizona. So there you go. What is a panda's favorite food? What is a panda's favorite food? What is the name of the dog on the Cracker Jack box? What is the name of the dog on the Cracker Jack box? What is another name for a litter of kittens? It also starts with a K. What is another name for a litter of kittens? What is a name for a swarm of locusts? What is a name for a swarm of locusts? And what would an ant do to express danger ahead? What would an ant do to express danger ahead? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, hummingbirds can fly backwards. Yeah,
yes, they sure can. Yeah, they can fly all over the place, can't they?
Yeah.
Did you have a feeder for this season?
I didn't find it. Didn't put one out this year.
Yeah, I've got a feeder, but I didn't put one out this year either.
I had a few come around anyway, but...
Yeah, I had, I forget what kind of bush I had that they kind of came around and had a little interest in. And so I got to watch them a little bit. But yeah, they're interesting birds to watch for sure.
Yep, they are.
Well, hey, I appreciate the phone call, and I'll put you in for a chance to win.
All righty.
All right. Have a good night now. Right. Thanks for calling.
Right. Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's David Avery right there. It's 4:44 the time on this November the 18th. Going to come back in just a moment with What's That in the Mailbox? And we've got a good question for today that's kind of interesting. Hi, we're on the air.
Turnips was used before pumpkins?
Yes, turnips were used before pumpkins. Yes, indeed. Well, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Doing good, doing good. Well, I will put you in for a chance to win this Myers gift card. You ever get a chance to go to Myers?
I haven't for a long time.
Okay, well, this will give you a good excuse. Go out there and get you some stuff for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you have a good night now.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG.
Okay, it's time for What's That in the Mailbox? And this week we hear from Bud. And Bud says, "Howdy, Nate. I was just curious, what is your middle name?" Well, Bud, you're in for a real treat. Because here it is. My middle name is a middle name that probably nobody listening has. My middle name is Lemoyne. L-E-M-O-Y-N-E. Lemoyne. Nathan Lemoyne Redmond is my full name. And I'll tell you what, as a kid, it took me forever to learn how to spell my middle name. I had to go over it and over it and over it before my mom would say, "You have to learn how to spell your middle name, honey, because people are going to be asking and you need to know." Something kind of interesting is my dad also has the same middle name as me, and so do my two brothers and several of my uncles, my grandfather, my great-grandfather. It goes back. It's a family name. So several of us Redmonds have the middle name Lemoyne. So there you go, Bud. Hope that answers your question okay. That is my middle name. You can email the inbox as well. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. If you've got any sort of question, fire it away, and I'll probably answer it. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Or I suppose you could go ahead and send it to me here at the station. Just address it to Nate, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And just address it to me and tell me what question you'd like answered, and I'll put it on the put it here in the mailbox and put your question on the air. So you could do it that way as well. 4:49 is the time. We'll be doing the drawing in just about 6 minutes. We're giving away a Meijer's gift card. And thanks to Ralph and Becky Thacker for supplying the Meijer's gift card for today. And we have several in the drawing for today. So if you would like to join us, call and answer one of these trivia questions at 740-383-9944. I'll go over those in just a moment. First of all, it's time for On This Day in History. November the 18th of the year 1820, Captain Nathaniel Palmer. Yeah, let's try that again. Captain Nathaniel Palmer became the first American to sight the continent of Antarctica. 1865, Samuel L. Clemens published the celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County under the pen name Mark Twain in the New York Saturday Press. 1883, on this date, the U.S. and Canada adopted a system of standard time zones. 1903, the U.S. and Panama signed a treaty that granted the U.S. rights to build the Panama Canal. 1928, the first successful sound-synchronized animated cartoon premiered in New York. It was Walt Disney's Steamboat Willie, starring Mickey Mouse. I guess we had earlier that today was Mickey Mouse's birthday, so there you go, 1928. 1951, Chuck Connors, Los Angeles Angels, became the first player to oppose the Major League Draft. Connors later became the star of the television show The Rifleman. In 1966, U.S. Roman Catholic bishops did away with the rule against eating meat on Fridays. And there you go. That's what happened on this day in history. Hey, come with me down this hallway and make a right. Sit in my socially distanced chairs, and on the chalkboard, I've written the weird word of the week. And today's weird word is triclinium. Triclinium. T-R-I-C-L-I-N-I-U-M. Triclinium. It means, it's a noun, it means a dining room, especially one containing a couch extending along three sides of a table for reclining on at meals. It entered English in the first half of the 17th century. Triclinium, that is our weird word of the week for this week. Okay, let's see if we can get a couple more answers to these trivia questions in here before we have our drawing here at 4:55, giving away a Myers gift card thanks to Ralph and Becky Thacker. A Spider-Man can shoot webs from his wrist. He uses these webs to do what? Spider-Man can shoot webs from his wrist. He uses these webs to do what? A butterfly uses which body part to taste food? A butterfly uses which body part to taste food? 740-383-9944. Call and answer a question. I'll put you in the drawing for this Myers gift card. Which country is the world's leading banana grower? Which country is the world's leading banana grower? What is a panda's favorite food? What is a panda's favorite food? What's the name of the dog on the Cracker Jack box? What's the name of the dog on the Cracker Jack box? What is another name for a litter of kittens? What is another name for a litter of kittens? It starts with a K. Another name for a swarm of locusts is what? Another name for a swarm of locusts is what? And what would an ant do to express danger ahead? What would an ant do to express danger ahead? 740-383-9944. Give me a call if you know the answers to any of those trivia questions, and I'll put you in the drawing for a Myers gift card. We have about 1 minute to go. A group of friends out fishing in Brazil ended up acting as a taxi service for a monkey that was stranded away from shore. The group of men said they were camping and fishing in Três Vendas, Rio Grande do Sul when they spotted a monkey swimming nearby and noticed the primate was showing signs of fatigue and could be in danger of drowning. Got a phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Okay.
Hey, Bob.
You want Brazil for bananas?
All right, yes, sir.
And Spider-Man uses his webs to go from building to building around spots.
Yep, that's right.
And bamboo is what the pandas eat.
Yes, sir. All right. I call you the cleanup man. There you go, buddy.
All right.
All right, Bob. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. Bob always comes in here at the end and answers trivia questions that we don't have answered. Call Bob the cleanup man. He's the cook. He's the cook and the cleanup man. All right, this monkey story. They pulled this monkey to safety using an oar. And a video of the encounter shows the men extend the oar to the monkey, which then holds on to the offered support as the boat ferries it to shore. The footage shows the men help the monkey reach a tree at the shoreline where it climbed to safety. The men said the animal is believed to be an endangered bugio, also known as a howler monkey. So there you go. They helped a monkey that was struggling to swim and got it to safety. All right, it's drawing time, ladies and gentlemen. Time to find out who wins this gift card. Who is sponsored this week by Ralph and Becky Thacker. They dropped off a couple of gift cards last week when I was walking out of the building, and they pulled up and handed me a couple of these gift cards, and I do appreciate them for doing that very, very much. And this Myers gift card goes to somebody. We're going to find out who. Let's mix everybody up real good here and find out who the winner's going to be. All right. Let's pull it out of the stack here, turn it over, and find out who the winner is. Looky there, it's David Avery. Congratulations, David Avery. You win this Myers gift card. You are the big winner for today. So you can go out to Meyer and spend yourself some, get yourself something for your Thanksgiving meal, or get yourself something that you'd like or whatever. Something out there to Meyer. They have all kinds of stuff out there, don't they? Clothes and you name it, they've got it. So there you go. Mr. David Avery, you are our winner for today. Thanks to everybody that called me. I do appreciate it. Thanks, Lucas. Thank you, Bob, for giving me a call. Thank you, Allison, for calling in. Thanks, Noah. And thanks, Ashley. Thank you, everybody, for calling into the show today. I do appreciate it. Y'all make the show go round. All right, it's time for Ladies' Corner, and I've got Philadelphia no-bake pumpkin cheesecake today. Here's what you need. 1 package of Philadelphia cream cheese softened, 1 cup canned pumpkin, 1/2 cup sugar, 1/2 teaspoon pumpkin pie spice, 1 tub of Cool Whip whipped topping, thawed and divided. 1 ready-to-use graham cracker crumb crust. Here's how to make it. Beat cream cheese, pumpkin, sugar, and pumpkin spice with mixer until blended. Gently stir in 2.5 cups of Cool Whip. Spoon in crust. Refrigerate 3 hours or until firm. Serve topped with remaining Cool Whip, and there you have your Philadelphia no-bake pumpkin cheesecake. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook, and you can find that there. You can copy that off and make that for your Thanksgiving dinner. By the way, so far as I know, I will be here the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, which is why, it's next week already. So I'll be here next week, so far as I know, from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with another edition of Offbeat News and Trivia. Hopefully we'll have some Thanksgiving-related stuff, and we'll be ready to go for that show. And I'll be right here with you for that program. I think the building will be open. I'm trying to remember last year. I think the building will be open downstairs so that I can get in and up here to the studio here. So I plan on being here next week. If not, I guess we'll listen to a rerun, right? If I'm locked out, I'll just go home. Hey, check out my website when you get a chance, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. That's my website. You can also check out the station website, wwgh1071.com. Until next week, I'm Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion. I will talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. For Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump,
we welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal convention, probably the biggest star-studded convention you've ever seen. We've got huge, huge stars. We've got Gary Busey, LaToya Jackson, Jose Canseco, some of the really, really big names from Celebrity Apprentice, and I think it's